to do my duty to God and my country, and to obey the scout law. Duty to God and country means chiefly two things, obedience and loyalty. These duties owe to the house of God, to our country, to our parents, to one another, and to themselves come from the commandments of God. The scout law sums up all the qualities a scout should have, and without, he cannot be a good scout. To help other people at all times. Our Lord told us that love of our neighbor was like the first law of love of God. The first children of God were known by the love that they had for one another. Real human charity or love prompts us to want to help one another at all times. Scout training gives the scouts skills and knowledge that will put them in a better place to do just this. To keep myself morally or physically strong, mentally awake, and morally straight. Scouting offers many opportunities to grow physically. To be alert and ready requires giving special care to those gifts of soul, intellect, and will that awaken us to God. Morally straight means scouts must try to know what is right and true, to love what is good, and then choose it. Although religion is clearly important to scouting, scouting in the United States is actually a little unusual in the fact that it is entirely non-sectarian. In many nations around the world, scouting organizations are associated with particular denominations or religions, but all that is required of scouts in the Boy Scouts of America is a profession of religious belief. This has actually drawn a lot of criticism in the recent years, as the Boy Scouts have been repeatedly charged with discrimination, refusing to admit atheists. But this is the official position of the Boy Scouts of America, that the Scout Oath and Scout Law are non-negotiable and form the core of what scouting is all about. The broad support that this position has won among religious bodies in the United States is clearly evident by the amount of by the number of denominations and faiths offering religious awards to both Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts. And there's the quick list. Just as Jesus taught the disciples on the road to Emmaus in today's scripture reading, scouting has leaders who teach scouts as they walk along the path of life. Scouting can make a difference in the lives of boys and girls. And it does so because of the dedication of these adults who lead them. In the Boy Scouts of America, potential leaders are required to sign a statement that includes a declaration of religious principle, which states, the Boy Scouts of America maintains that no member can grow into the best kind of citizen without recognizing an obligation to God. Therefore, recognizes the religious element in the training of each member, but is absolutely non-sectarian in its attitude toward that religious training. The Boy Scouts of America's policy is that the home and the organization with which the member is connected shall give definite attention to religious life. Only persons willing to subscribe to this declaration of religious principles and to the bylaws of the Boy Scouts of America shall be entitled to certificates of leadership. And the leadership requirements in the Boy Scouts of America go on to state that the applicant must possess the moral, educational, and emotional qualities that the Boy Scouts of America deems necessary to afford positive leadership to youth. The applicant must be the correct age, be a citizen of the United States of America, and subscribe to the Declaration of Religious Principle, which stated earlier, the Scout Oath or Promise, and the Scout Law. The difference Scout leaders can make in the life of a boy and a girl are startling. In his short essay, Within My Power, Forrest Whitcraft reminds us of the potential impact of a Scout leader has on the life of a youth. He says, I am not a very important man. As importance is commonly rated, I do not have great wealth. I do not control big business or occupy a position of great honor or authority. Yet someday I may mold destiny, for it is within my power to become the most important man in the world in the life of a boy. And every boy is a potential atom bomb in human history. A humble citizen like myself might have been the scoutmaster of a troop in which an undersized, unhappy Austrian lad by the name of Adolf might have found a joyous boyhood, full of the ideals of brotherhood, goodwill, and kindness, and the world would have been different. A humble citizen like myself may have been the organizer of scout troop, in which a Russian lad named Joe might have learned the lessons of democratic cooperation. These men would have never known that they averted world tragedy. Yet actually, they would have been among the most important men who ever lived. All about me are boys. They are the makers of history, the builders of tomorrow. If I can have some part in guiding them up the trails of scouting on the high road of noble character and constructive citizenship, I may prove to be the most important man in their lives, the most important man in my community. 100 years from now, it will not matter what my bank account was, the sort of house I lived in, or the kind of car that I drove. But the world may be different because I was important in the life of a boy.